welcome to our third episode of Wakefield Alumni Spotlight. And on this episode, we are interviewing Adam Kerr, who is a Wakefield alumni. Adam, welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me.
Great. Can you tell us what year you graduated from Wakefield?
Sure. I graduated in 98.
Tell us about your experience after you left Wakefield. Where did you go to university at?
Sure, yeah. I went to a small liberal arts school in North Carolina, Catawba College. Mm-hmm. It's in Salisbury, about 30 minutes north of Charlotte. So, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And that area has really grown as well. Did you like it? I mean, what did you do at Catawba? What did you major in there?
Yeah, I did. I liked it a lot. It's a very small school, mm-hmm. which fit coming from Wakefield, from a small community. I played lacrosse there. It's Division II school. And I was a history major. I majored in history. Mm-hmm.
My husband majored in history as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot. It's either teaching or maybe like working at a museum, right?
Sure. Yeah. And I did not go those routes.
Right.
Yeah.
What route did you go to?
So after I graduated, well, through the summers during college, I would come home to Virginia, to Rappahannock County, and I worked with a local landscape contractor. And then when I graduated from college, I didn't really see myself teaching. I had internships at museums in North Carolina. I didn't really want to go that route, and I wasn't ready to go back or to continue for a graduate degree. So I just continued working for the local landscape contractor that I had worked with during the summers, mm-hmm. and just full time.
And you fell in love with it? I mean, and you just decided that is what you like to do?
Yeah. I was always active outdoors, mm-hmm. Grew up in rural Rappahannock County. My parents still live here. They have 25 wooded acres. So I just grew up playing in the woods, and I was really active in sports, big soccer player, basketball, lacrosse. I like being outside and being active in the work. The work just, it kind of spoke to me. So I made it a career.
I think that's fascinating because I'm learning all about plants, you know, just things that are mm-hmm. native to North Carolina. And of course, I mean, things that are also native to Virginia. But so mm-hmm. Were you interested in it when you were all like on the campus at Wakefield? I mean, because look at the view. I mean, the view, you're surrounded by some woods, but did you take interest in it when you were at Wakefield, or is it something that you noticed when you were younger?
Well, my parents are really active. Mm-hmm. Outdoors, like in the off time when they weren't, you know, at their jobs on the weekends, we did a lot of stuff outside. I helped my dad like take care of the property a lot. And then through high school, I had different summer jobs, like worked for a lot of different Wakefield family friends. Like one had a horse farm, so I did a bunch of stuff there. So yeah, I mean, I didn't think that it would turn into a career at that young of an age, but it's just always something I've enjoyed doing.
As you have evolved in this landscaping world, you own your own business, right?
Yeah, I've operated my own business for about 17 years full time.
Okay. Tell our audience what business that is.
Sure. So it's Rappahannock Landscape and Nursery.
Okay.
And it's just a small landscape full service company. We do maintenance and we do installations, planting trees, shrubs, stonework, you kind of name it, and we work in that.
What's your favorite thing to work with? Do you like to work commercial, residential? Do
Sure.
you like hardscapes? I mean, what's your favorite to do?
Yeah. So definitely, it's mainly small, like residential, because we primarily work in Rappahannock County. We have some clients outside. We have a client in Middleburg, clients in Culpeper County, but it's all residential. Some of it's estates, small farms. I enjoy the most is the planting, the installation, the stonework, those the kind of more creative aspects. Maintenance is enjoyable in the sense that after you're done taking care of a property or improving something on a property, you can, step back and see the transformation and appreciate it. But I really prefer the creative side of installation of hardscapes and trees and shrubs and plants.
Now, we always talk about, with our seniors and just our young people who are pursuing things that brings them joy and happiness and things that they love to do. Like you started out as a possible history major and you chose a different path. Is it just something that you enjoy, or is there something that inspired you to do what you're doing now?
History was just it was just interesting, and I think it was the way that it was presented. There was only three professors in the department. So by my sophomore year, I probably had a class with each of them, and just the way they taught it's a story. So it's just being told to you, and if you're interested and you get it. So that's why I chose history. But in terms of what I followed after that, landscape contractor that I worked for in Rappahannock County during college and after, he had children that were in school with me, my same age that I grew up with. And he's just basically an artist when it came to stonework and trees, like the knowledge. And so during the summers working with him, learning these skills that you're not going to learn in class, in a school. I fell in love with that, and that really, he really, his kind of his story and background kind of inspired me to really get into landscaping as a career.
Have you faced any challenges or anything like after college going into your career that you thought, okay, well, I want to do this, but it's scary running your own business, right? I mean,
Sure.
it can be very challenging. How have you dealt with those challenges, and have any advice for someone who wants to start their own business?
Yeah, I have had a lot of challenges over the years. It is tough. It's tough to own a small business, especially in a rural area. I've kind of gone through the gamut of hardships, financial things like that, employees, disasters. I probably had every 20-something-year-old in my county work for me at some point. But really just community and family and support of those people have helped me get through it. I mean, you do have to kind of get a thick skin and just be able to understand that, or be okay with, like, you're probably going to make a lot of mistakes,
Sure.
like have failures, and like through those mistakes and failures, learn and improve and kind of grow. So yeah, there's not like one
Right.
specific kind of like hardship or things like that.
Right.
I mean, I will say when I went out on my own full time, it was in 2008. So that was when like the housing market
Right.
crashed.
I'm sure.
And
Right.
so that's when I started out on my own. And I was a sole proprietor and sole worker. So I didn't have employees and things like that. And when I got out and interacted with other contractors and vendors, and they would talk to me, and they'd say like, "Oh, business is so bad now." And I knew no difference because, it was like, I don't know.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, that must have been very challenging at that time. I remember that. That was
Yeah.
definitely a difficult time for everyone at that point. For our current students at Wakefield, are there any specific skills or experiences that you believe are crucial for them to maybe just learn or understand about themselves after Wakefield? I mean, or even at their time at Wakefield?
Yeah. Well, I mean, skill-wise, I would say my experience and what I gained from the school, with it being so intense with language, with English, written and spoken, that is a skill that has really helped me just in terms of owning a small business, communicating with people, clients, vendors, communicating clearly to explain what you're going to do when and when things go wrong or there's mistakes and you have that clear communication, it's helpful. But I would say that has helped me in business and in life, but I gained that skill at Wakefield. And I mean, I would say just the workload and the curriculum. When I went to college, I mean, I had classmates my freshman year that were just terrified and just sweating at like midnight to write like a 2-page paper. And I had like done that so many times at Wakefield and had so much experience with that it was really easy, the transition. And then, yeah, the workload, playing a collegiate sport and the school load in college, it wasn't stressful for me because kind of what Wakefield had prepared me for. Yeah.
That's such a great feeling, I think, knowing you have that foundation to begin such a pivotal time in your life, right? I mean,
Yeah.
it's a scary time. You leave high school and then you go into college and you're away from home probably, for the first time. You don't know what's
Yeah.
going on. You're, oh my gosh, I actually think I have this. Like I can do
Yeah.
this. It's
Right.
I can do this.
Yeah.
And I think that is you're absolutely correct. That is something that Wakefield does provide. My son is a junior at Pace University in New York City, and it's one of the things that he says constantly to us where, I really he just got finished teaching one of a workshop, a class up there on AI, and the things that Wakefield has provided for him, getting things on time, doing things
Yeah.
early, things if you stay on top of it, it's not daunting. It's not a daunting
Right.
task. And some people get paralyzed in that. They're, oh, I don't know how to do it, so I'm going to push it off. I'm going to push it off. But I do believe that the time management that Wakefield has shown our young adults actually is invaluable to them out in the in the world. So, and
Definitely.
especially in your field, I think, because you're seasonal, right? I mean, everything for you is it has to be timed. It has to be perfect. Things grow seasonally. You have to do it. Since leaving Wakefield, you've gone off and you've started this incredible business for yourself. You're coming back around to Wakefield's. You have your own children, your child, just a son there now. How is that? I mean, does it come full circle for you?
I mean, it's great. It has. It's kind of surreal, to be honest. There's still some teachers there that were there when I was there. He has Gary Genther for black and white photography, which I was really excited that he was, going to be able to experience one of his classes, because I took a few art classes with Gary, and he's just great. And Tut Harris was there for a couple of years when Harley was there. I know she's left now, but she got to meet him, and so I was away for a long time. I kind of lost contact with the school itself, and then with Harley going there now, I'm there a lot more, so it's great.
So how is your perspective of Wakefield? How does that change, being, your student, and now you're a parent. How do you see Wakefield now?
I mean, I see it. I mean, things have changed there, even with the curriculum, but I still see it as the same, great school. And it's very unique. And I mean, it was unique when I was there. And I mean, just the story of it. And even though, current students maybe aren't experiencing some of the uniqueness of the transition of the school, I went to school in a nursing home, but it's still, I mean, it still just has so much character. And I don't think you don't find that many places elsewhere in schools like this. So, in terms of how I view it with Harley, it's funny, like it how it comes full circle, because you talk about like the dauntingness of the tasks of at school and getting things done. And I was in his shoes. I was, moaning and groaning about having to do all this work, and now I'm seeing the benefits of it, and trying to, encourage him and tell him, like, hey, like, you can do this, and if you do this, like, these are the opportunities and doors that can be open for you in life. So,
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I just think that's so fun. We don't have a whole, I mean, I can think of maybe myself, just a handful that, who have attended and have children, or a child there now. And I just love it because I think it just speaks volumes about the school and how your parents put the trust in Wakefield for you and how now you're putting the trust in Wakefield for your family. That's really quite special, I think. So, going back to yourself, what are your goals now for your business? I mean, for the next, I don't know, 5 years. Is that something that you envision doing something else, or do you envision staying where you're at and just growing?
Yeah, definitely, staying where I am and growing and just kind of, fine-tuning things and maybe focusing in areas that are more enjoyable, and focused a little more on growing. We do have two small nurseries, like in-ground trees and shrubs in the ground, field-grown stock, and that's not really a super active part of the business. And I'd like to get into that more. So that focusing on that in the next, five plus years would be great.
So what do you like to do outside of work? I know, Harley plays soccer. Is that something
Yeah.
that your family, I'm sure that takes up a lot of time, but what else
Yeah.
is, I mean, is, do you have, other hobbies, or do you guys like to travel? What do you guys like to do
Yeah.
when you're not doing soccer?
Right. So yeah, I've got a lot of hobbies, but my main hobby is taking Harley or
Sure.
going to soccer. But yeah, I love it. I mean, I played growing up and I was, obsessed like he is right now, and so we travel all over the East Coast, and so I mean he's gone abroad three or four times to play, and
Great.
so we travel for that, and we went out to San Diego last summer. He was in a national tournament there, and his team is basically qualified already for a national tournament in Seattle this summer.
Wow.
So we'll go to that
Yeah.
with him, and then he might go to he's been invited to play in a tournament in Sweden that he might just make that trip, not me.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that's the main thing that I do right now, and I enjoy it. But I mean, aside from that, I mean, I do a lot of stuff outdoors. Like I love to hike. I mean, the Shenandoah National Park is like right in our
Your
backyard.
backyard,
So
sure.
yeah. I love to travel, see new places. Don't do as much of that as I'd like, but I think, another time in life. But
So just one more question, and then we'll wrap it up. For Wakefield, is there anything that we've touched on getting excited about our new campus master plan? How exciting is this for you as someone who is a part of basically an outdoor classroom? I mean, you have learned everything you know by being outdoors. It's actually made you who you are today, right? I mean, being outside. How exciting is that opportunity for you and your family being at Wakefield at this pivotal time?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's super exciting that the school wants to and really invest and develop in these outdoor education fields, and love to be involved in any way and help and whatnot. And I've told Harley a little bit about it, and he might not see a lot of it, but I still think it's exciting, and it brings me a lot of happiness to know that this is where the school is direction is going. And I just think the campus, the location, I mean, the history of the land, I mean, if you walk through the woods there and you see like the old stone walls, and if you dig and do a little history and find out that it was part of like five farms that a family owned, and like that old stone gatehouse, like it's just amazing. So if students can like be brought outside and like introduced to that, and I mean, it doesn't have to be hands-on, like hands in the dirt. It can be a history class, like lesson.
I mean,
Yeah,
that campus
so
is a walking history tour. I mean, class outside it, like you said, you're right. I mean, hands in the dirt or just walking around, that it enriches you no matter where you're at or what you're teaching
sure.
them.
Yeah, and I'm super happy to see and hear that this is, happening, and I think that probably everyone in the community, the school community, and the surrounding community in Fauquier, the landowners that surround them, are probably super excited because their values are the same.
Well, Adam, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down
Sure.
and talk to the students and the parents, your fellow alumni from Wakefield School. And we thank you for letting us spotlight doing this with you this week. We look forward to seeing or hearing about what Harley is doing in soccer.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
that's exciting, and what you and your business have in store long term. But thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.